Ever find yourself thinking about like the psychology of color, especially when it comes to your home? And I don't just mean, what your favorite color is, but like how certain colors actually make you feel, the way they can totally change the whole vibe of a
Oh,
room.
absolutely. It's amazing how much our surroundings can influence us, even subconsciously, right? Our moods, how productive we are, even our sense of well-being.
Totally. And that's what makes this deep dive so fascinating. We're checking out this home renovation project happen in Woking, Surrey, where the homeowners chose anthracite gray for their windows and their conservatory.
And we're using it as a jumping-off point to explore some really interesting design choices, right?
Exactly. So it all started because this Woking couple, they were super into this anthracite gray, and it is everywhere these days. I feel like I see it everywhere I look. Kitchen cabinets, cars, it's like everyone's going crazy for gray. What do you make of this whole trend?
Well, I think it reflects this bigger cultural shift towards like minimalism, this desire for clean lines, a more toned down color palette. Anthracite gray especially, it just has this sophistication, this understated elegance. It's not as, I don't know, harsh as pure white, but it still gives you that blank canvas kind of feel, Let's other design elements be the star of the show.
You get this feeling of like serenity just looking at it, calm,
Exactly. And that goes back to the psychology of color. Gray is often linked to tranquility, balance, even a sense of security.
Which makes total sense when you're trying to create that peaceful vibe at home. But then again, color is so personal, right? What feels sleek and modern to me might feel cold and impersonal to you.
Oh, for sure. It's all about what resonates with you, your personal style. And it has to work with the architecture of your house, too. Anthracite gray can look incredible against red brick, for example, makes a bold statement. But it might not be the best fit for a cute little cottage.
It's all about context. Now, our Woking homeowners, they didn't stop at just a new paint job. They went all out and replaced their windows too, and they went with aluminum frames. The source we're looking at is like singing the praises of aluminum, talking about how durable it is and low maintenance. What are your thoughts on using aluminum?
Aluminum's definitely become more popular lately, and for good reason. It's really durable, Won't rot, rust, or warp like wood can. That means way fewer repairs down the line, which is a huge win for homeowners.
And especially here in the UK, with the weather being so unpredictable, that durability's got to be a big selling point.
Totally. Aluminum can handle those crazy coastal winds we get, the torrential downpours, no problem. Plus, it doesn't need the same upkeep as wood, like all that repainting and staining.
And since we're talking about braving the elements, energy efficiency is a pretty hot topic, right? No pun intended.
Yeah, for sure.
The source we're looking at mentioned that aluminum windows can actually make your home more energy efficient. What's the deal with that?
So it all comes down to this thing called thermal conductivity, or actually the lack of it in this case. See, aluminum by itself, it's a pretty good conductor of heat, which isn't what you want when you're trying to insulate, right? But the cool thing is, these days, they make aluminum windows with something called a thermal break.
Oh, I've heard of that, but honestly, I'm a little fuzzy on the details. What is a thermal break exactly?
So picture this. It's like a barrier they build right into the window frame, usually made of some material that's terrible at conducting heat chatch. Polyurethane is a common one. And this break, it keeps the inner and outer aluminum parts of the frame from touching, so the heat can't transfer through as easily.
So it's like putting a little sweater on your windows, keeping the heat in during the winter and out during the summer.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. And this thermal break, combined with energy-efficient glazing, that's the glass part, it can really boost your home's insulation, which can mean lower energy bills.
Music to my ears. And good for the planet, too. Now, I know what some of our listeners might be thinking, especially if they've ever priced out replacement windows. Aluminum can get kind of expensive, can it?
Yeah, it's not the most budget-friendly option, especially up front. Aluminum windows do tend to be pricier than, say, UPVC windows.
Which are made from that type of plastic, right?
Exactly.
And UPVC has become pretty popular as a more, I don't know, wallet-friendly alternative.
Yeah, for sure. And to be fair, UPVC has come a long way. The technology's improved, and you can find some really sleek designs that almost look like aluminum.
So there are definitely pros and cons to both. Seems like it's all about figuring out your priorities and how much you have to spend.
Exactly. And that's what our Woking homeowners had to do, too. And remember, they didn't just replace their windows, they decided to redo their conservatory to match as well.
The conservatory, it's like this, I don't know, the chameleon of home additions. It can blend in seamlessly or it can really stick out.
That's a great way to put it. And in this case, their old conservatory with its white UPVC frame, it kind of clashed with those new sleek anthracite gray windows.
Yeah, it probably disrupted the flow of the house too. You go from this modern minimalist vibe with the windows to something a bit more, I don't know, dated.
Exactly. It's all about visual continuity. By choosing that same anthracite gray aluminum frame for their new conservatory, they created this sense of harmony, this seamless flow between the inside and the outside.
So they didn't just improve how the house looked, but how it felt to be in those spaces. And according to the source, the homeowners were totally over the moon with the results. They said the conservatory feels like a natural extension of their living space now, full of natural light, and they can actually use it year round. But this wasn't just a case of, oh, anthracite gray is trendy, let's do it. They actually did their homework. Yeah, the source mentioned they spent ages online, you know, comparing different materials, reading loads of reviews.
That's so important. And you know what? People don't do it enough.
Yeah.
Good for them for putting in the time, doing their research.
I know, right? They even said they used Check-A-Trade to find good installers in their area. They wanted to make sure they were making the smart choice, not just for their budget, but for the, you know, the lifespan of the whole project.
Exactly. Which reminds me, the source did mention how long aluminum windows last, but it's worth digging into that a bit more. What are we talking? How many years are we talking before you have to think about replacing them?
Right, because it's not like you're swapping out throw pillows here. You want to know this is a good investment.
Exactly. Okay, so aluminum windows with a little TLC, that's tender loving care for our listeners who aren't familiar with that one. They can last you, get this, 40 years or more.
Wow.
That's way longer than your average UPVC windows, which tend to tap out around like 20, 25 years.
Wow, that's a big difference. So even though aluminum might cost more up front, it seems like you really do get what you pay for.
100%.
Yeah.
You got to think long term, what's it going to cost you over the whole life of the material, right? Plus, with aluminum being so durable, low maintenance, that's less money out of your pocket down the line for repairs.
Less time stressing about repairs, more time enjoying that awesome new conservatory. Speaking of cost, though, we've talked about the price difference between, you know, aluminum and UPVC for the windows themselves. But what about installation? Does the material make a difference there,
too? Oh, for sure. The installation costs, that can depend on, like, how complicated the job is, what installers charge in your area.
Right.
But generally, yeah, aluminum windows can be a bit trickier to install. So that can mean a slightly higher labor cost.
Something else to factor in when you're budgeting.
Definitely. My advice, get several quotes. You know, from different installers. See how much experience they have, what their specialties are. Don't be shy about asking about their process, what kind of warranty they offer, all that good stuff.
Be an informed consumer. Which brings us right back to our friends in Woking. They really seem to approach this whole renovation thing with a good mix of, like, excitement, but also being really thoughtful about their choices. They loved the look of everything, but they didn't forget about the practical side of things either.
And that's what it's all about. It's not about copying what you see on Instagram or in some fancy magazine. It's about making your home work for you, for your lifestyle, your budget, how you see yourself living in your space years down the line.
Couldn't agree more. So whether you're dreaming of anthracite gray aluminum windows or maybe a UPVC option that's a little easier on the wallet, the most important thing is to do your research, weigh those pros and cons, and go with what feels right for you, for your own unique home.
Exactly. It's your space. Let it reflect who you are.
And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder those home improvement dreams. Remember, it's not about keeping up with the Joneses. It's about creating a space that you absolutely love for years to come.